Is Melissa in jail? We don't know. We don't.
Curious to find out.
We are very curious to find out. Let's try and get her on the phone. I want to find out how court went. She went to court. If you listen to the show this morning, you know that she left the show early to go to court.
Mm-hmm.
She got a speeding ticket and then missed her first court date. So now she's like in really hot water. And so she had to leave the show early today to go to her court date. So we're going to get her on the phone. Hopefully we can get a hold of her.
Hello?
Are you in jail right now?
What's it like on the inside?
I am actually on my way home. Thank God I'm not in jail.
Dang it. I was really hoping to be your one phone call.
I know. So what a breakdown. What happened in the courtroom?
All right. So this is how it went down. There's like a guy first that calls you up to the side before you go to the judge.
Was he hot?
And
oh, good question.
What?
Was he hot?
No.
Oh. All right. Look, I'm just looking out for you because you did talk about today on the air. You're now a single woman. You and your boyfriend Jim broke up. So now it's like, look, I'm just looking out for you, Mel.
Oh, well, I'm glad somebody is. My goodness. Okay. No, he was not hot.
Okay.
But very nice. And he pulled me up and he said, you have a fan. And I said, what? And he goes, yeah, this girl, usually she's in the courtroom, but she isn't working here anymore. She's in a different building. Her name is Heather. She's a fan of the show, you know. And I'm like, oh, boy, okay. I'm like, well, maybe somehow this will help
yeah.
me out.
Yeah, but is she the judge?
I know. I wish. The judge was absolutely clueless. But this guy had the authority to basically take it down to, I think, a misdemeanor.
Ooh.
And
wait, was it a felony?
Wait a minute. Yeah, how bad were you speeding?
Well, I was going 21 over the speed limit.
Oh, my goodness.
But that's not a felony, is it?
I don't know. Maybe there's something between a misdemeanor and a felony.
It's or a felomeanor.
Damn it, why didn't I think of that? And so he said, well, I don't know. He used some language that I don't know. And then he said, we can get it to the point where, you know, I can't get the cost down, but we can drop it down so that it's not as big of a crime, a misdemeanor. I don't know what you call it. And so he said, but you're still going to have to pay, but it won't go on your record. And you will have 3 months of court supervision, so I cannot get another speeding ticket until December 28th, when I will no longer be on court supervision. And I had to pay $500.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, oh, my goodness.
So what happens if you get caught speeding again?
Well,
jail time.
That's a good question, Kyle. I don't know. I might actually go to jail or get my license suspended.
Hey. Put your pedal to the metal and let's find out.
I know. Come on. Do it for the show.
Do it, Mel. Come on. We need content.
I also had another follow-up. It seems like, Mel, you're on your way home now, correct?
Yeah.
Pretty convenient that the court date is on one of our busier days where we stay just a little bit later to do stuff.
Yeah, on one of our podcast days. You're like, well, maybe I'll book my court date for the day that we normally record our podcast.
Hey, I have an idea.
What's that?
Why don't we change the day we record the podcast?
You know, it's a good question. Something we probably should have thought about before we started doing this
It was proposed yesterday, and I feel like there was a lack of communication amongst people. Wild.
So, yeah. So that's it. So I'm basically I'm $500 more in debt, and I better watch myself very closely for 3 months. And I deserved some total public humiliation. And so, yeah, it was great. And I witnessed a really bad accident, right? And I left the court. So
were you involved in the accident?
No, but oh my gosh, I heard a screeching sound and I looked up and I heard this car slamming on his brakes and then hit another car. The airbags go off, a full car, two women, both in the cars by themselves. One pulls out a cigarette because she's all shaken up. The other one's crying and calling her mother. I'm like, what is going on today?
They probably looked to their left, saw, oh my gosh, is that Melissa McGurn from Melissa and Austin on US 99?
From 6 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday?
What? And then,
technically, she's supposed to be on air right now.
Distracted drivers, you know? It's the, it's an epidemic, honestly.
It is an epidemic. You should have seen the amount of people in there. There was a kid that walked up to the judge right before me. And he was with another friend in the car, and basically they had paraphernalia, alcohol.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no driver's license. Ooh. And the judge was like, look, whatever job, I think they were like going to mechanic school or something. And he said to the kid, because he said, hey, look, in like 3 years, you're going to be making double what I'm making unless you keep smoking pot and watching TV and drinking and doing nothing and getting fat.
So did you and Porter ride together?
Oh, my God.
Wait, did he throw the book at them or what did he say?
Yeah.
He dropped two of the charges, kept one of the charges against both of them, and sent them to this thing called, like...
jail?
Prison?
Sent them to, like, the clink.
Yeah.
Right? No, it's something called, like, under 25 alive, or something. It's called under 25 alive, or something like that. So they have
it's a good
to
group
do, like,
to be in, I guess.
No, yeah.
I think they're making them go to these classes to, like, learn responsibility. So,
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. What do you do? It was an interesting morning, I'll tell you that.
So, yeah, I feel like we should send you to court every day to and report back with us, like, with interesting stories from people that, like, go before you.
It's alive at 25. It's a highly effective four-hour course. Jeez, 4 hours?
Jeez.
Like, I went to school and I hated long lectures.
I did do a traffic school one time for 4 hours, and I was like, no, this is not
it. It made me want to speed out of there.
Wait, do you have to go to traffic school, Mel?
Ooh, good question.
No, but I like this idea. Let's go back. You want me to go to a court every day? I can leave the show every day at like 7.
You know what? You know what? Why don't we have you leave the show every day at 6?
I figured you were going to take a course called Alive at 35, and we just preached to you the importance of not speeding
anymore.
Would
you take a four-hour course every day just to get the intel on what this class, like this course is about?
Why are you giving me so much work?
Not going to
do it. I'm gonna call you out, Austin.
What?
How many tickets have you had in the last 12 months?
Okay, keep in mind, mine were not moving violations. They were parking tickets.
I don't know if that makes it better.
I think it does.
The fact that you got multiple parking tickets because you refused to go to the DMV.
Yeah, most of them were because my plates were not renewed.
That's not good.
Well, that's just laziness.
If you get one, that's fine.
Laziness. It's.
I feel like my wife talking to you, but Jesus.
I know. I feel like your wife talking to me right now, too.
Yeah.
But, I feel like Haley would lecture me more than Meredith would.
So, Austin, how many tickets did you have in the last 12 months? How many?
How many have you had, Mel?
One.
Mel.
One speeding ticket in 12 months.
What
yes,
about,
I have.
What about not moving violations, parking tickets?
No, I don't have any parking tickets. I'm not in the city. Come on, don't be spinning this here. Austin has a lot of parking tickets, and I want to make sure we get on record to explain how many parking tickets he's had in the last 12 months. Austin?
I'll have my lawyer speak for me, Kyle.
He pleads the fifth.
It is a Team Austin day, so he is my lawyer today.
Technically,
you two, would you knock it off?
Technically, he has zero tickets in terms of speeding. He has zero speeding tickets.
Yeah, zero speeding tickets. How about that?
How many parking?
He has zero red light infractions.
United
which, by the way, didn't you text us that you might have triggered a red light camera?
Wait, did she?
Yeah.
So, yeah. So,
Mel.
I'm on my way to court, and a semi pulled in front of me, a big 18-wheeler.
Mel.
And as soon as I got off the exit, there was a light. Well, he was going straight, and I was behind him, and his truck is tall, and I could not see the light. And so by the time I got through it, and I could see the light above his truck, it was red.
Did a camera go off?
I don't know.
You criminal.
No.
But you're, I know it was a
you're
red
going
light
down
intersection.
A bad path. A bad path.
But I know it was a red light intersection because I saw the camera.
We should, oh gosh, we should have a cop call in and explain the dangers of speeding to Melissa.
I wasn't speeding.
And you're running red lights.
Yeah, running red lights.
Just as dangerous. You know those lights are put there for a purpose. It's to stop traffic going one way.
If I get a ticket for this one, though, I will fight this one and go to court.
I
don't understand this. Oh, my goodness. There's one of those blue bikes is out here from the city. It's on the side of the road. One of the rental bikes?
Are you going to ride it home?
No.
Go ahead and put that in the back of your car just in case you get stopped on the way home because they're going to take away your license.
Yeah, that's the only thing you're going to be driving soon.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Mel, you're going to learn very quickly why that blue bike from the city is out by you. That's how you're going to commute into work every day.
So what are you guys doing the rest of the day?
Well, just hanging out.
Our jobs?
Yeah, what are you doing? Oh, nothing much. Probably go to the movies.
You guys going to, like, another baseball game without me?
No, we only invite you to games and then you don't go.
Yeah, Mel, you would know if we went to a baseball game because we would invite you and then you would decline.
We'd invite you 2 weeks before the game, give you plenty of time.
How convenient when you invite me when I have to go pick my son up from school.
Okay. All right. I don't know where this is going.
Yeah.
I don't know where that. You know what? You know what?
Being on the inside.
I'm going to call the judge. I'm going to call the judge and ask him to resentence you, retry you.
Being on the inside changed you, Mel.
I'm going to say there's a mistrial. We need to redo the whole thing, Mel. You got to go to court date tomorrow, and then I'm going to say throw the book at her, judge.
Yeah. I'm not going to offer you up any of my lovely and trustworthy babysitters anymore.
I
do pass along good babysitter.
You pass along one to me. do you have more? Because I need more.
I might, but you'll never know now.
I'm telling Mayor, like, hey, ask our friends in town for babysitters. And Mayor's like, you can't just ask someone for babysitters. That's rude because then you're potentially taking the babysitters away from them. And I was like, oh, that's deep. I was like, I don't know. I was like,
I think it's okay. It's not like you're going to need babysitters on the same night necessarily.
Well, but what if we do, though? And what if we ask, like, someone's go-to babysitter and they say yes, and then they ask, and then she's like, sorry, I'm already babysitting for the Huffs.
Well, I suppose that would make you kind of look bad.
Yeah. I don't want to look.
Yeah.
Look, and the difference between you and me, I don't like looking bad. Mel.
Oh my God.
Drive safe, okay? Just drive. That's what this is all rooted in the fact that we want you to be safe. All right.
Yeah.
We don't want you running red lights. We don't want you speeding. We don't want you going to jail. Okay? We want you here with us. Always.
Always.
And forever.
you're gonna end up regretting. You're going to hang up the phone. You're going to be. What you do? Your sidebar. You guys going to do the sidebar?
Yeah. Sometimes when the three of us are together, we have to. You know, we have to sidebar. We have to have side conversations without the third member hearing.
Can I ask a question, Mel? Is this all ploy? You can no longer speed because you're going to get a ticket. Is this setting up the Melissa excuse that somebody now shows up maybe a little bit later for work because they can't get to the show as fast?
Ooh, good question.
Don't
don't give me any ideas, Kyle.
she's going to be like, guys, I wanted to be on time, but I couldn't speed.
Melissa, it's 6:30.
Melissa, are you sure you didn't set your alarm? No, guys, I went under the speed limit the whole way. I have to be safe.
Hey, you got to do what you got to do when you're on court supervision.
Oh, my goodness. December 28th can't get here soon enough.
But you guys finish your podcast. I can't believe you're calling me this for a podcast.
Look, Melissa, you're the moneymaker of this show.
And
right?
The
people want to hear from Melissa and no one else.
And you think just by going to court, you can get out of doing work? No way.
No, ma'am.
You
we are making.
Do
no,
work.
You still got responsibilities and obligations to the show, which is why we called you during the show and why we're calling you now during the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Just remember that. A, I'm not the moneymaker of the show. B, you two are the moneymakers of the show. And don't forget.
Thank you.
It's a little bit of a stretch.
A little bit, but I'll take
it. You need to call in once that baby is born. Don't think that you're going to escape and just be able to sleep in every single day.
You got that, Kyle? Oh, wait, was that for me?
Yeah, you have a baby coming, a baby that's going to be born in probably like 2 or 3 weeks.
I'll call in the day after the marathon.
Well, that's because, Kyle, you're responsible to the show.
Yeah.
Hello?
Kyle, you're contractually obligated to call in after the show, after the marathon. All right, Melissa, be safe and don't get any more speeding tickets, okay?
I won't. Well, maybe I will, but I won't.
Okay. All right. Well, miss you. We'll see you tomorrow.
Love you guys.
Love you.
Bye.
She's the absolute worst, isn't she?
She is so bad.
No, she's the best.
Jill changed her.
She's the best. We love her.
Let's get her to speed.
I know. I kind of want her to. Like, that's exciting.
See what
but
happens.
Then it'll be a problem if she does like lose her license and like has to like find another way to get into work every day. Like that.
Yeah.
That. And that's just gonna be a headache for us because then we'll probably have to go and pick her up or something.
You'll have to go and pick
her up. You're the producer, dude. You're the producer.
I don't drive into work. Somebody does.
Some days you do. So maybe Haley. Maybe we'll let Haley pick her up.
Hey, babe, you're waking up at 5.
Hey, babe, you gotta go pick up Melissa.
Go get Mel.
I gotta go catch the train. You go pick up Melissa.